Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stephen Thayer in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 62 degrees on this Monday morning. A police chase in South Wichita ended with a car crashing into a garage early Sunday. A police officer tried to stop a vehicle near Pawnee and Broadway, but the driver wouldn't stop. Car drove into a nearby neighborhood where it hit one parked car before crashing into a residence in the 2200 block of South Market. No one in the vehicle or in the house was hurt. The driver was taken into custody with several traffic-related charges. Wichita Street connecting the downtown to West Wichita is closing temporarily today, and that's because they're going to be preparing a 65-year-old water valve. And traffic's going to be detoured. This is on McLean between Seneca and Meridian. $900,000 project is funded by water rate services charges.
Authorities say officers responded to a brawl involving up to 300 teenagers at Worlds of Fun Amusement Park in Kansas City.
The Kansas City Police Department says several law enforcement agencies were called to the park Saturday night when an off-duty Clay County Sheriff's deputy reported several large fights involving mostly teenagers. On Sunday, Kansas City Police said no injuries were reported and no one was arrested. Police say the Clay County Sheriff's Office issued some citations to people at the scene. Worlds of Fun officials said in a written statement that local and park authorities broke up the altercation and removed those involved from the park. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
One of the white men convicted in the dragging death of a black man is scheduled to be executed this week.
The community of Jasper, northeast of Houston, will visit part of its dark past. The ringleader responsible for the brutal 1998 killing of James Byrd Jr. is scheduled to be executed. John William King is the last of two men who were sentenced to death following Byrd's killing. Two other men, Sean Barry and Lawrence Russell Brewer, were convicted in the case. Barry is serving a life sentence. Brewer was executed in 2011. Investigators say the men beat Byrd after offering him a ride. They then chained the 49-year-old to the back of a truck and dragged his body for nearly 3 miles. Marcus White, Fox News.
A mother in Oklahoma has been charged with child neglect, accused of starving her children and feeding them dog feces. The Tulsa World reports 34-year-old Mary Elizabeth Moore was charged in Delaware County, Oklahoma court this month. The children, ages 5 and 3, are severely malnourished and have been placed on a special diet with nasal feeding tubes. They are in state custody. An affidavit says the older child told the Department of Human Services workers that she ate dog feces.
Drivers in Colorado are being warned about a threat from above.
As the work week ramps up and drivers once again begin their commutes, Colorado officials are warning of historic avalanche danger.
We have had epic amount of snowfall in the mountainous regions of Colorado.
Tomorrow, Rollinson of the State Department of Transportation not mincing words, and as the snow melts, hikers are also being warned to watch where they step. Colorado officials say avalanche mitigation work will need to be performed in several areas for the first time in decades. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A frontal boundary is just to the north of us. It's going to be sliding through south-central Kansas today, but we do expect to stay dry. The high this afternoon, 75, with winds turning to the north. A few showers possible overnight, our low near 50. And as the system tracks by early tomorrow morning, Tuesday, scattered showers and 62. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a mostly cloudy sky, 62 degrees, south wind at 7 miles per hour. Ted Woodward, was that big moon still showing up there, that shiny moon this morning when you came in?
Yeah.
Earlier this morning, it was really bright, like you said the other day, pretty close to that. Not exactly a full moon, but pretty close. And it's really something to see. Family in Florida has been reunited with one of its dogs nearly 2 years after it was stolen as a puppy.
What?
The animal charity organization Wings of Rescue says the German Shepherd named Cedar was found abandoned in a rural Colorado ditch a few weeks ago,
aww,
covered with snow, malnourished, and with an injured leg.
Oh, no.
A deputy marshal found Cedar, who was identified thanks to its microchip. And after Cedar got some rest and recovery, Wings of Rescue arranged for Cedar's return trip home this past Saturday to Florida. He's in Colorado. I don't, of course, these chips anymore. People are putting these chips in their dog's ears or whatever, and they'll be able to recover them after a time. But apparently somebody just stole the dog and then didn't know what to do with it. Somebody, some really low rent, you know, didn't know how to take care of a dog or didn't want to. So why do you steal it? A family wants this dog. It's their family's dog. And anyway, they got it back. Cedar's going to be back with the family. They'll have a happy ending there.
Oh, good. Yeah. Happy ending for probably had a rough life the last couple of years.
Oh, he's probably been pretty rough, yeah. Oh. Fancy hats and finery were out on display for New York City's annual Easter extravaganza.
Yep.
Participants in the annual Easter parade made their way along Manhattan's Fifth Avenue yesterday in a processional of the wild and whimsical.
On the avenue.
Yeah, the annual event is a New York City tradition that goes back well over a century when the wealthy would get dressed in their best and go out for a stroll after Easter church services. These days, people wear a slew of outrageous hats covered with flowers and feathers and everything in between. Some people dress their pets up as well.
I was in the Easter parade in 1984.
That one in New York?
Right down Fifth Avenue.
So what did you wear? And it's kind of a funny hat or
something? I think I had on a nice sport jacket and a bow tie. I was doing my best. I was representing.
No. What movie is it that, is it that the Easter, what's the movie is it that, what's her face was in that sang that song, Easter Parade?
Judy Garland. That would be the movie Easter Parade.
Easter Parade. There you go.
And that's a terrible movie, but a good song.
Good song. Yeah. Within a terrible movie then. Okay. So Easter was yesterday. A family went to church services. I saw at least one lady with a nice hat, a big brim, you know, but it's just. It's not that big a deal anymore, I guess, for women to get a new hat for Easter. I don't know where
it used to be. Used to, you'd go to church on Easter Sunday, and
everybody would be
showing 95%, especially of the women, would have a pretty fancy hat on.
Yeah. I didn't see anything yesterday. How about you? You see anything? Any Easter hats? No?
Well, no, but I sang at the Easter Vigil.
Different deal. Yeah, that's a completely different deal.
You wouldn't necessarily dress up to the nines for that.
Right. Yeah. That's not a dress-up deal. All right, well, I had on my jacket and tie yesterday.
Very nice.
Trying to look presentable in the presence of my grandchildren. Set them a good example. 6:35 now, Steve and Ted, a 5-year-old Michigan boy, had a craving for McDonald's, but his grandmother was sleeping, so he called 911 and made a request. Isaiah Hall of Wyoming, Michigan, asked the dispatcher, "Can you bring me McDonald's?" Dispatcher Sarah Kuberski says she told him no, but reached out to the police. Wyoming police officer Dan Patterson says the April 14th request made him laugh, so he stopped at McDonald's on his way to check on Isaiah's home in the western Michigan city. Wanted to make sure the kid was all right, 5 years old. So I brought him a hamburger. Patterson says he thought, "I'm driving past McDonald's on my way there. I might as well get him something." Well, the officer says the first thing the boy said to him was, "My grandma's going to be so mad. Can you please go away?"
Hey.
Well,
You're five years old.
What the heck?
Just kind of trying to get by day when you're five.
Right. Earth Day actually started in, 1970, Earth Day. And today is the day when a lot of people are going to be doing some things, cleaning up along the – we mentioned it last few minutes ago that our intercom people are going to be at the Mid-America All-Indian Center early this afternoon cleaning up. That river can be along in that area can be a little dirty now and then.
Yeah.
We've been out. We've cleaned.
River banks do need pretty constant.
They need attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If not, can get a little grimy.
Yeah, so if you're out doing something today, bless your heart. Thanks. Thank you for doing that. Next, coming up, what's the 25th? Thursday? Yes, coming up Thursday, Ted, is Wichita Downtown Lions Club Pancake Day.
Always a great annual event.
Yeah. How many of these have you been to?
I've been to dozens
several.
Over the years.
Yeah.
I try to go every year.
It's from 9 to 7 at Century 2.
Right. Yep.
9 to 7, and it's $7 per person. There, you got the pancakes, and you got some sausages. And I'm going to be down there later in the afternoon from 5 to 7, I guess.
I always get extra sausage.
Extra sausage.
Flip a quarter or 50 cents into the plate there, and they give you extra sausage.
Been doing this for 61 years, a benefit for the Downtown Lions Club. They do this at Benefit Camp Hyde. and some other things that they do around the city, in the county, and the state. So if you're making plans for later this week, Thursday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. is Pancake Day, Lions Club Pancake Day. Like I said, it's a real tradition for many people here in Wichita. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures back on Thursday overcame mixed trading and closed on the positive side. The new contract highs were scored in most of the feeder cattle contracts on Thursday. And last week, we saw cash cattle trading the south at mostly $126 on the hoof. Lean hogs traded and closed on the mixed side with strength being in the front contracts. And Thursday also saw the cattle on feed report, which was a little more negative than expected, with on feed 2% higher than a year ago, placements up 5% from a year ago. On the close Thursday, June cattle 30 cents higher, 122.67. August feeder cattle 22 cents higher, 160.67, with June hogs 62 cents higher, 96.75. Now, trading action Thursday was mixed for wheat, corn, and soybean futures, as were their closes ahead of the three-day weekend. Now, last week, July Casey wheat lost 16 cents for the week, July corn lost 2 cents, and July soybeans lost 15 cents for the week. Trading overnight has seen continued selling by managed accounts that hold large net short positions in the futures. July Casey wheat's down 4.5 cents at 421.25. July corn down 2 cents at 365.25, with July soybeans down 1.75 cents at 892.5. June crude oil $1.29 higher at $65.36. June gold up $4.40 at $1,280.30. The June S&P down 7 points at 2,903, with June dollar index 14 cents lower at 97.01, and June Dow Jones futures 58 points lower at 26,508. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I hope you and your loved ones had a nice Easter.
Yes, we did.
Did you have some nice ham to eat, or did you stick with
beef? We actually did have ham.
Did you?
Yes.
A good Kansas ham?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, did you have an Easter egg hunt?
You know, we skipped out on that this year.
Boy, those are silly. I mean, I remember when my kids were little, we'd do an Easter egg hunt, and they'd never find all of them. You know, there's always one stuck in a tree limb or something like that. Those are good places to hide them, tree limbs. Kids don't look up, you know.
And if you're using real hard-boiled eggs, if you hide them in the house, down the road you start to smell them.
Right. Nothing worse than a rotten egg. That is a smell.
That's right. I've been told that many times.
Yeah, I'll bet you have. Listen, thank you, sir. Now, wait a minute. The stock markets were closed Friday.
Yes, they were.
And the commodity markets. So we're back to trading as regular today then, huh?
That's right. Three-day weekend is behind us.
We're back to normal. Okay.
That's right.
Thank you, sir. 6:41 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. On the way, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Where do I begin?
Boy. Wow. The theme from Love Story.
Just a minute here. Yeah.
Where do I begin to tell the story of our money tracker, Don?
Anyway, Don will be here in a few minutes.
If we haven't scared him off.
To tell where do we begin. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.